This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitchell Finley, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. B, you see your boy Bryson DeChambeau just took an ugly double on his fourth hole over in Ireland.
What did you guys say yesterday? You're going to see if he isn't trying to hit that ball way far. Your ball will go places you don't want it to go, man.
Doug, he ended up on a right side hill where he had to take a baseball swing, and he whiffed. He went under it. Amen. So that was his third stroke. And then his fourth, he just knocked it down the hill. And then, I mean, it got up and down for the double at least.
All right,
joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline in just a moment is going to be our friend Mark Seagraves from NBC4. Mark is all over the RFK story.
Yes, he is.
And is going to give us what I think is some pretty good information, man. I'm trying to be – what's the last you heard about RFK?
Listen, the vibe I'm hearing is you see what we keep getting from the news is like, Mendelsohn is not doing this, not doing that. But I hear other people – are starting to lean towards they want this thing to happen.
Agreed. And I think one of the biggest steps this past week is kind of creating the money is what's going to matter. Like most things in life, money is what matters.
That's it.
And
money talks.
Mark is,
and that other stuff walks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to have Mark in just a moment. You heard kind of the update there on the British Open going on. Rory starting to go low. He bogeyed the first hole, missed like a 5-footer for par. But I think he's birdied his last two holes, which you know me, B. That's my guy. Who was your first pick in our draft?
Hell, I don't remember.
Maybe White Brian will remember. Boys, let me know.
My betting mindset is this. I bet and I look at it at the end. I'm not the guy that looks at it throughout the day and throughout the thing, because that's too stressful. I bet, even on the golf course, whatever our bets are, tell me at the end what the tally is. I don't want to do it every other hole.
Unless you're down, in which case you start checking and making sure everything's right. Like what happened.
I'm normally not down, so I'm not worried about that.
All right, I'm trying to deal with this. With Seagraves, maybe you guys could text him. It's going straight to voicemail, according to the boys.
Hey, man. You know he's a busy guy, and this thing.
No, he's texting me. He's ready. I don't understand what the problem is here.
You got the phone number?
Yeah.
Probably you were texting or calling, and all this stuff together is messing it up?
Yeah, maybe. We're going to figure this out. We'll get Seagraves on the phone. I know he's ready. Jeff is texting him. All right, good. So, B, I think with the RFK stuff.
It's coming.
Okay, great. One thing, I saw a report Okay, we got Seagraves on the line now. Yeah. Mark Seagraves from NBC4. Mark, thank you for making time, brother. I know you're on vacation, man.
It's always a joy to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man.
Can you get us up to speed on all things RFK Stadium and the D.C. Council?
So the good news is that on Monday, the D.C. Council took action and voted to approve the funding, to set aside the money, the more than $1 billion, half a billion dollars in cash for the foundation and infrastructure, the money for the garages and some other buildings on the property. That was all given preliminary approval on Monday by the D.C. Council. So that's a positive step forward. That's great news for those who are supporting the stadium deal. The bad news is we still don't know when the council is going to take the vote on the overall legislation. I do know that sources have told me that the commander's leadership is meeting with or has met this morning with Chairman Mendelson about this deadline. Everybody's very concerned that the deadline that was set in the term sheet was July 15th, which was 2 days ago. And I know there's been some reporting that Maryland and Virginia are now renewing their efforts. But, you know, we heard Governor Wes Moore of Maryland say to my friend and former colleague Brad Bell at WJLA TV the other day that Maryland is no longer interested in pursuing the team. So I would not be worried about the July 15th deadline. That's an arbitrary date that they put in there. That while it does allow for the team, if no action had been taken by the council, to start negotiating with other jurisdictions, they would have to enforce that. They would have to, you know, notify the city that they plan to enforce that clause. And they, as far as I've been told from the mayor's office, the team has not done that yet. And so I think the team is hoping to work with the council chairman to get a vote on the overall legislation as soon as possible. And that could even be as soon as July 31st.
Cool.
My take on it, especially with the Maryland and Virginia stuff, let's start with Virginia. After what just happened with the Caps and the Wizards' proposed move over there, is it at all possible to take Virginia as a stadium site seriously?
No, Virginia, I don't think can be taken seriously. One, because of the debacle that was Yunkin and Leonsis, and they still have that stink on them of failure. And there can be no other way to describe that, but then just an absolute blunder and failure by the Yunkin and the teams on that. It was gross miscalculations of the political landscape for that. Plus, I don't believe, from what I've been told, that Virginia's finances are in a place that they could make an offer of $1 billion like the district has. So I don't take Virginia seriously at all. Maryland has to be taken more seriously, but when you have the governor saying that he's moved on and is looking to just develop that land in the best way for the residents and the citizens of Prince George's County, I don't think that Maryland is really serious about getting in. And then I just really think you have to look at Josh Harris and everything that he said and his history of going to those games at what he calls repeatedly and is now the mantra of the team, the spiritual home of the team. Mm-hmm. So I think, and I have said, I believe on your show I've said, I think the team's plan B is Congress and the president, not another location.
Well, I think once the president already mentioned that he may have to get involved, that already put a little fear in him. Listen, I overall think this thing is going to happen. I think they're playing politics right now. Do you lean towards that side?
Oh, yes. Look, if I'm a betting man, I think this is going to happen. The team is coming to D.C. They're going to open up the new Dome Stadium in 2030. It's just a question of how we get there. And I say this, you know, I think when I talk to you guys, I always go back to those of us who remember this exact scenario with Nats Park and the baseball team and the vote at midnight with the chairman, then Linda Kropp of the council, changing her vote at the last minute and killing the deal, and everybody panicked and it just sent everybody through the roof and for days there was questions whether it was going to get done, but they went back to the table. They got a better deal in the eyes of the council, and they approved it. And now for decades we've had that ballpark there and a World Series championship team in Washington, D.C. And I think that's what you're going to see here, that the deal is ultimately going to get done. It's just about some of the optics and some of the very nitty-gritty stuff. The chairman said when they approved the $500 million, which was one component of the money, the chairman said he had no objection to the money, Chairman Mendelson said, but his concern was how the mayor was financing it. And Mayor Bowser in the deal had kind of slipped in that she was going to borrow more money than they actually needed and use the excess hundreds of millions of dollars to put towards other budget priorities unrelated to the stadium deal in the 28-29 budget. Chairman Mendelson nixed that. And so that impacted Mayor Bowser's budget, but not the team or the stadium deal at all. So that's what I see, that you'll start seeing these little deals. I know there's an effort by some council members to get a fire station included on the blueprint or the footprint of the stadium area, that if they're going to put all this in there, the fire department, which hasn't had a new fire department in the city that has been growing in years, the fire department desperately wants a new firehouse. And so that's something that I think you might see pop up in the legislation when they end up voting on it. I know the team, and even Chairman Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, who was very strategic in getting that land transfer deal done, has told Chairman Mendelson, and his office has told me this on the record, that he has told Chairman Mendelson he wants a deal done as soon as possible. My sources tell me that the chairman, along with the team, are pressuring the council to take a vote on July 31st. They have two hearing dates, the 29th and the 30th. The 29th, there are more than 300 residents and stakeholders who are signed up to testify in what will be just an absolute marathon day of testimony. Then the second day, the 30th, we will hear and the council will have a chance to ask questions in public of the team and the mayor's staff. And the mayor's probably going to send their deputy mayor of economic development or her city administrator and budget director to answer those questions. So the 30th will be a pivotal day because all the questions will be out there. We'll know what the council members each individually are looking for to get and how receptive the team and the mayor's office are to doing that. The pressure is on Mendelson to then call a vote on the 31st of July before they go on vacation, before the council goes on vacation till mid-September. Chairman Mendelson, I'm told, is worried about the optics of that, of not having some time delay in between the hearings and then the vote. There also has to be notice given before they take a vote. And so there's questions about whether they can comply with that to get it done. But I would not be surprised if we saw a vote on the 31st or very early in August. The council passed a rules change on Monday that allows them to mark up a bill in August. This was done specifically, the chairman said, so that they would be in a position to address the RFK Commander's stadium deal legislation. So I expect to see some serious movement as soon as these hearings are over. And they may even announce when the vote's going to be before those hearings begin.
Well, I think having a fire station at the site would not be a problem at all. So that should be something that could get in rather easily.
I get the feeling that everybody's receptive to that as well. And yeah. So the question is, who pays for it? Just like the question will be, a new metro station needs to be put in. You know, who's going to pay for that? Again, hundreds of millions of dollars. So these are some of the details that are still getting ironed out, still getting worked out. And then, look, we just had a special election in Washington, D.C. There's been a vacancy on the council in Ward 8 because of Trayon White being expelled.
I mean, he won
indictment
it.
On a bribery charge. He was just voted back in. He'll be sworn in.
That's
probably
amazing.
Around August 8th or 9th, and he'll have a vote in this as well. So he may not be there for the first vote. He'd certainly be there for the second vote, but I don't think he's the swing vote. I think going into this, the mayor and her team had thought they had 10 votes, which is more than what they need. So I think you've got two no votes in Charles Allen and Brianne Nadeau, who it's hard to see them coming around, although Allen could very well be swayed by a firehouse or other community assets. He was very vocal recently when he announced that the team had agreed to keep the fields at RFK, where a lot of youth soccer and youth sporting events happen, that to keep those open. He took that and claimed that as a big victory for him. Let's not forget, for years, RFK was in Ward 6. In his ward, they redistricted out of his ward because of his opposition to a stadium, and they wanted the home council member, which is now Ward 7, Wendell Felder, to be a supporter of it. But I think, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Charles Allen changes, but the adamant, strong one no vote is Brianne Nadeau. But every other council member has expressed a willingness to go along with this, and as long as they get what they see that they need for their constituents. And that's just what Trayon White said on election night the other night, is that he doesn't oppose the stadium. He just wants to make sure the residents of Ward 8 aren't left behind.
All right.
It's interesting, Mark, because you and I were talking about this the other day, and you made it clear that it there's some politicians doing their thing. We're talking with our friend Mark Seagraves here from NBC4. Nobody's on top of this RFK story. The one thing I wanted to circle back to with Maryland, Governor Wes Moore is a friend of the program, right? Mm-hmm. He comes on in the fall, makes his picks with us. We appreciate him and his time. I think Maryland made a very real offer to keep him, recognize that the team's desire is to be in D.C., and unless things go completely haywire, Wes is not a dude that likes to lose. So he's like, yeah, man, we're good. We're just going to develop this, Take care of our residents. And, I think there is a super backup option. But I think all the major players in this know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And look, like you said, Wes Moore is not a stupid guy. You don't become governor of Maryland and is nationally recognized and in the conversation for the White House in 28 unless you're a pretty capable guy. And so they would be stupid not to have something ready to go, because, look, again, hearkening back to Youngkin and Leonsis, everybody thought that was a done deal. That was going forward. There was nothing's going to stop that train. And then it did. And Mayor Bowser sat quietly by the sidelines, making her case, but having her ducks in a row, so that when she had to sit down with Leontis, she had an offer. She didn't say anything, in the interim that would have soured their relationship to the point that Leontis wouldn't be able to sit down and negotiate with her. The line that I used about Mayor Bowser from The Art of War is, if you sit by the river long enough, the bodies of your enemies will float by.
And that's awesome.
That's what Mayor Bowser did, and she's got those two teams sitting there. So Wes Moore may be taking that same tactic, like, hey, I am not going to dip into this. I'm not going to cause any trouble. But if D.C. does fall apart completely, Maryland's ready to step in and make a deal.
That's a great line. And I think, dude, I think
that's why I sit by the river all the time, Jay.
I think Bowser deserves a lot of credit. Keeping, keeping the Whiz and the Caps in town. Now, maybe the state senator from Norfolk deserves some credit for that too.
Yeah.
But getting this RFK thing to what appears to be the finish line is really impressive. I'll say this too, Seagraves, I said this to you the other day. Councilwoman Nadeau, I do not agree with her position, but I do applaud her for having a position and being firm in that and not just playing politics and horse trading and eventually coming to the other side.
I'm sure she would appreciate hearing that. I will tell you, there are several members of the DC Council who listen to your guys' show and let me know.
Shout out to them.
After I have been on your show. And they very much appreciate me when I, in their words, defend their actions, because making the point that, the council wanting to delay this to have public hearings to give it closer scrutiny is not unreasonable in any respect. And Chairman Mendelson's complaint that the mayor presented the budget and this deal late in the game with a very short deadline is also factually accurate and not an unfair or unfounded complaint that the council chairman and his colleagues are making about this. And to their credit, they have been working, and Chairman Mendelson has been meeting with the commanders on a regular basis to try to get this across the goal line and try to make this happen. But, you know, one of the things we have here is, you know, unfortunately for district residents, and you saw this in the budget, the chairman actually put this in writing in the budget about the strained relationship between the council and the mayor, and that they don't get along well. They are not working well together in many cases. And that is unfortunate. And that's what we're seeing play out. But again, just, I think, relax, give it time, let the process play out. And I think at the end of the day, certainly by this time next month, we'll know. We'll know. This will be pretty much in our rearview mirror. And I'd be shocked if it's not approved. And like I said, that initial preliminary approval for the overall legislation could come as early as July 31st or certainly early in August.
All right. Seagraves.
Well, council members, if y'all listening, we will come hard at you, but we'll support you if you do something right.
And we can appreciate – I can appreciate a position that I don't agree with, too. Yeah. You know, I mm-hmm. can respect that. Mark, last thing from me, because you are so locked into this. One thing I really appreciate from you is you present the facts, both sides, the stuff. Brian and I are clearly advocates for the stadium. I think it's really going to be awesome. I'm curious your opinion. I think it's the best way to develop that land. Do you think so too?
So I'm going to not give you my opinion because I want to remain an impartial journalist and a district resident. I will say this. The land desperately needs to be developed.
Hell yeah.
There's no doubt about that. It has been underdeveloped for decades. And if you look at all the other, you know, the waterfront in D.C. overall, the Anacostia and Potomac waterfront has been the last development, the last parcel to really see development. And now we saw what happened in Georgetown and then down into the Navy Yard. And the Southwest waterfront, we're seeing all that great development. I was down there doing a story about the osprey nest down there, and just looking at the families and the homes and the retail and the opportunity and economic development that's come to that area. And Hill East, that section of Washington D.C. desperately needs to have that same kind of attention and that same kind of development, the same kind of opportunity, including grocery stores and fire stations and metro stops. And as far as the mayor is concerned, the best way to do that is with an anchor of a football stadium. Could it be done without a football stadium? 100% it could. Look, I've had this conversation with my good friend Dave Johnson, the voice of the Wizards when we worked at WTOP, who lauds Abe Poland for building what is now Cap One Arena with his own money in a part of D.C. that could be described just like Hill East. Desperately mm-hmm. underserved, desperately underdeveloped, desperately in need of economic jumpstart. And that's what Cap One did for that neighborhood. Now, would it have happened ultimately anyway without Cap One going down? Absolutely. It's the heart of downtown D.C., the nation's capital. It wasn't going to sit vacant and blighted forever. So I think this parcel would get developed at RFK regardless of putting the stadium there. But look, I think there's no doubt that there would not have been the will and the efforts of Congress to transfer the land to D.C. to allow this development to take place if it had not been for the commanders. And the commanders and the NFL, Roger Goodell, Josh Harris, walking the halls of Congress, lobbying on behalf of the District of Columbia to get that deal done. I don't think we would be having a conversation about developing this land without them, because the land transfer may not have taken place if the stadium wasn't a big part of it. And so also district residents have to realize the mayor and the city have leaned on those same lobbyists on Capitol Hill who are the commanders lobbyists and the NFL lobbyists on budget matters completely unrelated to the stadium. You know, Josh Harris has proven himself thus far to be a good corporate neighbor. And I think that's what he wants to do. I don't think he wants to be thought of as a Jack Kent Cook or a Dan Snyder, right? Somebody who maybe, you know, particularly Dan Snyder, probably not the best corporate neighbor any jurisdiction has ever had. I think Josh Harris wants to be the next Abe Pollin, a guy who went to his grave revered and honored by the city, a city that he left, you know, a positive mark on far beyond just, you know, the arena. I mean, look down the street to the Six and I Synagogue that is a beacon for that neighborhood because of people like Abe Pollin putting money in it. I think that's the legacy Josh Harris is looking for in D.C. I don't think he wants to be the guy who called up his friend the president to Bigfoot the local government into doing what he wants in his stadium,
for his team.
Man. So I think that's where we're headed.
Seagraves, thank you for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's always a treat to be with you guys. Enjoy it every time.
All right, brother. All right.
Thank you, Mark. The great Mark Seagraves, NBC4. Give him a follow at Seagraves NBC4. He's all over this story, and the news sounds good. Nobody go anywhere.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, 6-7, the fan. B, we work in the content business, right?
Yep.
Host a radio show, four hours a day.
Yeah, no, Dixon is content in the death.
We got airtime to fill, and it's the summer, and this is the deadest point there is. Next week, we'll at least have training camp.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders are going to play at RFK Stadium when it gets built. Yeah. Like, I don't know what else people need to hear. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
If you're telling me that Virginia is reaching out, like, are you is that serious information?
I think Youngkin is reaching out because there was a level of embarrassment when that stuff failed the other time. That's what I think.
Dude.
I don't think it's a legitimate legitimate play.
And I'm not like if you're a reporter and you have a source and they tell you, hey man, we're gonna give them a call. Like I get it. But like there's no viability there.
Mm-hmm.
You the whole thing just got tanked on a site that would have required significantly less space than a stadium. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Totally.
We haven't heard landfill. What do you think about the prospect of Virginia getting in the game for the Commander Stadium?
Terrible.
He's happy about that. He's been wanting a stadium in Virginia for a long time.
I know you've wanted him to come.
That's a joke. Landfill will lose his damn mind.
Do you think you can at all take seriously a Virginia bid for the stadium?
I mean, not really, particularly when there's, you know, an election coming up in like 3 months.
That's true. That Virginia governor thing is wacky. You can only serve one term, right?
Uh-huh.
At a time.
So right? Youngkin's cooked.
Is it one? You can't do two in a row? That's what it is?
Yeah, he could run again in four years.
He could run again later on.
But not this year.
Oh. Yeah. That's interesting. So you're almost a lame duck like halfway through your term. It's a four-year term or is it like a five-year term or something?
Four.
Well, you know who's running? His lieutenant governor.
Who is the Virginia's governor's race? You know what I bet we'll see, B? Mm-hmm. Once football season hits, every commercial is going to be the Virginia governor race.
You might see it. I'm going to be on a golf course.
That's a perfect B-Mitch answer.
And those Virginia governor commercials be crazy. Because why do we see them? I be seeing those
the same reason we see y'all Maryland stuff in Virginia. Because it's the same station.
You know what? I never even thought.
They don't like geotag television commercials.
Now, see, I thought a lot of it was like, well, that would be considered regional, but why would we see, I'd just be thinking, why would we see the Virginia, like Governor Youngkin, every time like I would leave my TV on at night, I would wake up to one of his commercials.
You waking up to Youngkin? Damn.
I would be like, yo, why is this on right now?
I get it if you're waking up. I'm just not going to say what I was about to say.
Yeah, don't say
Jeff, that. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. Are you familiar with, like, geography?
Yes, I am, but I also know something. Like, for instance, I know because it's the sports stations, but you don't get some channels in Baltimore that you get in PG County. Like, it'd be different broadcasts.
Yeah,
because I'm just talking sports wise. Like, I don't see any Baltimore mayor.
Because you're not watching Baltimore stations, dog.
You're watching Virginia State. I mean, DC
you're watching
stations here.
DC.
Yeah.
The DC Baltimore stations don't come all the way down here.
But why am I seeing Virginia,
because
Virginia stuff?
When you watch Channel 7, 9, 5, 4, they show in every area around here.
Now, I seen this on the most – I forgot what channel I was watching. I wasn't watching the news channel, and I seen it. I'm like, why am I seeing this?
They also
this
buy it on cable, dude. Like, the cable – like, all right.
JP.
So the broadcast, you can understand.
I'm a 31-year-old man. I don't have cable.
Okay. I'm trying to help. I'm legitimately trying to help. The broadcast is an actual signal that gets sent out to the area, right? The cable is served – like – whoever you get your cable from, Comcast, Cox, whatever, right? Like, they have people that work in this area to sell ads to this area. They sell national and they sell local. And that local is the DMV. Like, this stuff is determined by your metro area. Does that help? And the metro area includes
Virginia. They're separated by state.
Okay. I'm just saying, I've never seen I've never seen I've never seen no DC politics commercials on our TVs in Maryland. I never understood why I got Virginia.
DC politics stuff on TV.
Oh no,
I don't know now that I live DC in DC political races have enough Mayor capital.
Bowser. Yeah.
That's a fair question. I don't think they run TV commercials. It's expensive to do that. And I think, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know that I've ever seen because the DC mayor's race is largely determined by the primary because it's a heavily Democratic city.
Yeah, I don't think they have to spend money like that.
Yeah, and I think once you're the incumbent, like Mayor Bowser, like, you kind of just stay in, barring some significant calamity. I mean, think about what Seagraves just told us. What's the councilman's name? Brown, right? That got thrown out off the council. He was in, I don't know. I know he got into some federal legal trouble, and I think he just got reelected.
Yeah, that's, what's it called? They're not Brown.
White.
Yeah, Trayon.
Like,
I've known him since he was at the Boys and Girls Club.
Which is terrific. I'm just saying, like, if that dude's getting reelected, you might not need to run television commercials.
Hey, bro, DC politics is different. DC politics is as close to Louisiana politics as I've seen in my life. Telling you, dog.
Marion Barry gave me a hug when I was 10 years old. He was a very, very nice dude.
Yeah.
That's my Marion Barry story. All right, I don't know how the hell we just got where we were, but that was pretty interesting. Jeff has questions.
It's called content and killing time.
We're going to get back to Von Miller when we return. Phones are open at noon. It's Bleep You Thursday, people.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app.
Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Pew Thursday, baby. Going to be a busy one. Feels like a spicy day on the phones for Bleep You. I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions.
Uh-huh.
I did want to kind of circle back to the Von Miller thing. Landfill, what do we got? We got Rashad Jennings talking about Von Miller and what he brings to Washington. I think this is going to be interesting. Let's hear it, Landini.
I think it's a smart move for him. I think it's a smart move for the Commanders. I mean, they were the oldest team in the NFL last year. In mm-hmm. addition to a Von Miller to the defense, they stay the oldest team in the NFL. So I think what they're doing is putting their they're counting on their defense and relying on their offense, and especially and now a Jaden Daniels. And how I look at it is this. When I order something from Amazon, I don't rely on it to show up. If it says it's going to be there Friday evening, I count on it to show up. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm counting on as the Commanders now is I'm counting on the defense to actually carry us. And then that allows me to rely on my offense. Now, when you rely on something, you're depending it with full trust. Now, there was a dating phase with Jaden Daniels first year. Now they're getting into a marriage. And to trust somebody, you don't need to trust somebody with your money if you don't give them your credit card. Mm. You don't need to trust somebody with your food unless you give them the utensils. You don't need to trust anybody with your heart until you give it to them. So what did they do now? They've given Jaden Daniels the true keys to the ship. So I think it's good for the Commanders to pick up a Von Miller. He's a stout player.
There we go.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's about, like, I think if they're, I don't think there's any delusions of grandeur here in what you're getting. I think everybody kind of understands the situation.
Yeah. I agree.
Professor Landini, we didn't get your take on Von Miller. I know we talked to you about various stadium stuff, but what was your reaction to the Von news last night? I think you might have dropped it in the text thread.
That is true. I think it's good that the Commanders they're kind of the team that, you know, the veteran players go to when they want to go to a competitor that is wildly different from where this team was 5 years ago. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I just don't think there's a lot of downside to this. I think Jeff tells me that Von Miller is an 83 rating in Madden. Is that pretty good, Jeff? I imagine it's out of 99, right?
Yeah, I don't know why his rating is so low, but they move as the year move on, so they probably could have just done it because he was a free agent and he's coming to a team, but I think it would be higher.
I think what is a real rating is Bobby Wagner. I think this was just released this morning or whatever. Bobby Wagner's been voted the number 74 player in the NFL as voted on by the players.
And that's a dude that has a low age and he's still balling.
Here's this time last year, Zach Ertz was supposedly washed up, right?
Uh-huh.
Nobody thought Zach Ertz had anything left because his previous stops had he got hurt and then he ended up in Detroit and it just didn't go well. Zach Ertz was, I mean, you can easily say a key component in their offense last year. He played really well, made a ton of big touchdown catches, and people weren't sure that Bobby Wagner had his legs still, right?
Yep.
So
you know what they got to do? You got to let him get out there and play. I know a lot of people make their decisions based off of when they see a person. A lot of people, listen, fans, more than anyone, when they hear somebody's age, they normally, oh, man, he's getting old. Then when the guys start playing, those same fans, man, I told you he could play. No, you didn't. You told me he was too old. But the whole thing about it is I don't think this staff is going to go and sign somebody if they don't think he still has something in the tank.
Yeah, they're not trying to sell
that's the main
jerseys.
Thing. Yeah. We already know who jersey people are going to buy.
Right. Yeah. Just print more fives. That's what they're telling the guy at the jersey store. A little bit of good news. This Trey Amos thing has been really interesting to kind of watch and wait. And it's not a Commanders situation as much as it's an NFL situation.
Mm-hmm.
The second round thing is slowly starting to kind of get sorted out.
Guy signed last
Bears,
night?
No, he hasn't signed yet.
No, the Bears signed last night from the 49ers, so they feel things are going to start to move.
Right, and the fully guaranteed stuff has backed off a little bit.
Well, they're getting 90%.
They're doing well. I'm not but the Bears have agreed to terms with Shamar Turner, their second rounder.
Mm-hmm.
He was drafted one spot behind Trey Amos. So
he'll probably sign now.
Yeah, I think you're starting to get into the territory where, okay, here's what this guy got, here's what that guy got, kind of figure this thing out and move forward. And B, I've been really high on Amos. I think it was their best draft pick. Rookies can't miss camp. Terry can miss some camp. Rookies need to get in there.
Yeah, they need to get in there, but still they need to get in there with the right mindset. Listen, I'll tell you straight up, no rookie should go into camp without the right deal. And if that deal is not right, because you know what? You can't recoup that stuff. So if the deal is right, go for it. If it does, if it's not, you make sure you get the right deal. You can't, after you get signed, go, oh, man, I want to go back now. No. You make sure when you go in, everything is secured.
Sure, but I think – what, as this kind of zeroes in, the players in front, behind, I think it gets a lot easier to get the deal done, and I think it's good news for everybody. I mean, rookies report tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So, and all around the league, reporting for rookies is different. So most of these guys are probably showing up soon. I mean, that's the situation with the kid from Texas A&M and the Bengals seems very, very different. I don't know what the hell Cincinnati's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's highly likely, maybe it's at least somewhat likely that the Bengals open camp without their best pass rusher and the sack king last year in Trey Hendrickson, and the kid they drafted to replace him isn't there either.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you draft him to replace the guy that you didn't want to sign. You think he going to just run into camp for the first thing throwing at him? Like, nah, dog. You have to make this thing work. I don't really care what happened with the Bengals, though.
Yeah. It's just, for me, it's interesting to watch movements around the league and kind of what's happening. Do you think the conversation around the, like, Trey Hendrickson, Jadeveon Clowney, whatever else, you think fans are going to settle down now that Vaughn is here?
They're not. They're going to still think they want more people, and that's what fans do. You know, but the thing is, you have to make this thing work. You know, it's like you get a certain amount of chips. You're like, all right, we would get our chips. And you can only spend a certain amount of them. And a lot of times people want that what they want, you don't have enough chips to get. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we got to learn it. Like the team we went with last year wasn't the team that many people wanted. But by the end of the year, everybody said they wanted that team. They were following that team, weren't they?
Yep.
So let's hope the same thing happens again.
All right, here's what we get to do. There's a lot going on this planet and perhaps others. We can't rule it out. But on this planet, there's definitely a lot going on. Within our community, there's a lot going on. It's time for fellowship, people. It's time to come together, voice your displeasure, voice your anger. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is time for Bleep You Thursday.
Bleep you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.